developments at the Department of Veterans Affairs. A VA Inspector General interim report confirms allegations of secret waiting lists and other problems at the VA hospital in Phoenix. House Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman Jeff Miller and Senate Armed Services Committee Ranking Member John McCain both calling for Secretary Eric Shinseki's resignation for the first time today. But the VA has some success stories to tell at the same time. The agency claims its claims backlog is at its lowest point in the last 3 years. VA is crediting its progress to several changes under its Veterans Benefits Management System, VBMS. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller here with details on how VA is reducing the claims backlog. Where does it stand today, Jason, to get to that lowest level in 3 years, Mark?
Well, VA says its disability and benefits claims backlog is down by more than 300,000 claims over the last year alone. It was at 611,000 in March 2013, and now as of May 26, it's down to 291,000. Now, let's be clear, this is the claims backlog. There also is the number of pending claims out there. We have two different but related number. The number of pending claims is much higher than the total claims backlog. At that point, the number of pending claims inventory, if you will, is more than 572,000, down from 883,000 claims in July 2012. Now, to be clear again, the claims backlog looks at any veteran who's been waiting for more than 125 days since VA received their paperwork and other data. The claims inventory includes both those under and over 125 days. Allison Hickey is the Undersecretary for Benefits at VA. She spoke last week at the ACT-IACT Management Change Conference in Cambridge, Maryland. There, she highlighted several successes from VA, including increased quality up to 91% per claim and increased issue quality, meaning specific issues within each of those specific claims, up to 96.3%. And last year alone, VA pushed through and completed 1.17 million claims. And this year, they're already ahead of that pace by about 170,000. So as you can see, VA is really taking charge of this problem. They recognize it's a problem. And their goal in the end is to get it down to about zero, of course, by the end of end of 2015.
The VA, the case that she made about what's going on at VA was really compelling and really was a terrific story that's not getting told because of what's going on with the situation in Phoenix and now other locations across the country. What did she talk about being the vehicles that VA was able to use to reduce that backlog, 300,000 cases in the last year?
Right. I think it's a combination of people and technology. So let me start with the technology piece first. VBMS, it's a Veterans Benefit Management System. I did catch up with Undersecretary Hickey after her speech at MOC last week to ask about VA's progress and challenges the department has faced over the last year in getting VBMS widely deployed.
We have fundamentally overhauled a complete claims process. We've moved from human beings with rubber fingertips on their fingers going through 5,000 tons of paper in a single year into an environment where we've got 88% of our claims now being processed online. In any large-scale change like that in the early days, you can have perturbations or bumps in the system, and we did, and we experienced them. But the positive thing is we reacted quickly to them. So I will tell you, of late, not seen some of those issues happening. In fact, I can tell you we've had record-breaking production months here of late, that we are 170,000 claims of productivity ahead of where we were last year, where we did our all-time record-breaking 1.17 million claims. We're easily going to hit the 1.3 million claims this year. And we now have rules-based calculators and capability built into the system that's helping us to make sure that our answers are accurate. So our accuracy has gone up to 91% at the claim level, 96% at the medical issue level.
So the initial kind of challenge around VBMS in terms of the outages and such, that was something that's going to happen with any large system. So you feel like it's stabilized now? You feel like it's running at an optimal level as much as any system can?
I do feel like it's stabilized now, and I think we've even just recently in the last month added in the last final piece of baseline functionality for those employees who actually review and award the claim and make sure that it's paid. and that is taking about 15 minutes per claim off the process. So now we are fully from end to end, completely, from all the way to the beginning of being able to have a veteran come online through eBenefits, file their claim online, upload their medical evidence, or use a VSO, Veteran Service Organization, to do the same, and it can go completely paperlessly through the entire process and not generate an ounce of paper. But for those where we already have the paper, we've also in the last year converted almost 700 million pieces of paper into images, and those are all being used today to process those 88% of the claims that are now today. The inventory has decreased over 300,000 claims. The backlog is down to 293,000 claims from a peak of 611,000 claims last year. Major drop in progress on the backlog, and we're going to get it all the way home in 2015.
You mentioned that new functionality that came online about a month ago. When you say awards, can you just talk a little bit about what that means? It's actually the money going out the door, or just the recognition that, yes, you as the veteran should get X?
So the awards functionality is a review of the claims decision that was made by the rater, and it's also a review of the amount of money that we would send to the veteran. So a lot of that can now happen automatically for a large number of our claims. What happens then is that gets registered in the system, and it goes as a file to the Treasury, and Treasury pays that, and so it's a very rapid source of information flow. I will tell you also, the other thing it does is it triggers up into eBenefits the status of claim, telling the veteran or their veteran service officer who's supporting them in the process that the claim decision's been made, it's been paid, and here's the amount. And it will also, from that point forward, tell the veteran every month, we've paid this for your monthly allotment, we've paid this for your monthly allotment, so they can check to see that their payments occurred in an electronic environment.
You expressed a little frustration over the DOD sending data to you guys from service members who were recently discharged. What are you doing with DOD to improve that accuracy, improve that timeliness? Because I think you said 81% are late.
We have just started this process with DOD in January, and DOD has built the HAIMS, the Health Artifact Information Management System, in an effort to be able to put that information in. And we have built the automatic asking function in our VBMS system, so that when we check in a new claim, it automatically asks DOD for that medical record and then brings it back into our system. The HAIMS functionality exists and it works. DOD is still working on getting caught up to the ones that we need. So right now, yes, about 81% of the ones that we are asking for are past the 45 days that they have to deliver them. We're hoping they get caught up quickly. They've committed to us to get caught up quickly. But we need those to go fast so we can continue to do what we need to do. We need all that evidence to make a really good decision on behalf of that veteran, that family member, or that survivor. So we are really hooked to what DOD gives us.
The message that you presented at the Management Change Conference this week was very inspiring, very positive. That message from the people I sat with at the table, one of the questions that they asked me was, why doesn't VA do a better job of getting this message out, being more proactive? Is that something you guys believe that that's maybe a shortcoming that you need to do a better job of explaining, not just to the general public, but to Congress, to whoever's listening, that, look, we are making progress, we are doing a better job, that there are a lot of positive things that are happening?
We have been working very hard to get this message out. As in any environment, sometimes good news doesn't travel as fast and is not picked up as fast. So I would invite anybody who would like to hear the good news story for us to share that. And so I thank you for your ability to let us share some of that good news. But, you know, we have seriously cut that backlog down. It was 611,000 claims last year. It's 293,000. But we're not going to be satisfied till that 293,000 next year says zero.
That's VA Undersecretary Allison Hickey speaking with me, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, at the Management of Change Conference last week. Now, at the same time, the technology piece, VBMS, as she talked a lot about, it was one only piece to this broader puzzle. She also credits better training of the people, of which she says the raters of the people doing the claims. She says VA now has centralized training. It has a capability that includes live, interactive, focused on real cases training, and that's also making a huge difference. And then there's also other kinds of focused training where if specific employees are struggling with one or two areas of the claim processing process, they are taken and saying, okay, let's get this fixed and let's do it right. Now, finally, VA implemented a segmented lanes where their group of experts focus on one part of the claims processing process, But the difference now is that in the past, these three lanes were communicating differently, kind of in their own silos. Now they're really creating a cross-functional team around that. And now the VA is also expediting those less complex claims through the VBMS system.
How will VA continue to improve VBMS? They're still not done, obviously.
Well, you heard Hickey talk about VA and DOD working more closely together on information sharing. And obviously, it's one area that definitely needs more attention, more progress, and it's getting there. In the meantime, VA is working on a series of iterative development applications connected to VBMS.
We have a huge DevOps relationship between us and centralized IT and VA and all of you who are participating with us in developing our technology. I put every single day VBA employees sitting next to the operators literally as they're banging on the keys. We don't have the resources to waste, the time to waste, to go through repeated cycles of fixing it. We need to get it right as close to the first time as we can, and that means side by side and make the investment up front. They have done that with the disability benefit questionnaires, but we're still building on those. And those are questionnaires that we now have out there, first in paper, now in electronic format, and increasingly into a better user interface here in the next year, actually not even next year, by December of this year, that makes it easier for a doctor to fill it out on their side from a user experience online, which is different than the way the rater needs to see the information. So lots of GUI layers in between with lots of different facing user information available to them.
Now, Hickey says doctors, nurses, benefit administrators couldn't use the same user interfaces. So what they're doing is that taking that customized view on the front end so the back end stays the same. And that's the key. Can the back end stay the same? Hickey says VA is creating design teams made up of IT experts, agency, industry stakeholders, veterans benefit organizations who are all developing what they're calling playbooks to detail their goals and metrics around improving the user's interfaces and other pieces of the VBMS system. Now, all of these changes, Hickey says, came about because of failures or shortcomings in previous attempts to fix the claims processing system. So they're learning from their past mistakes. Hickey is the first to admit that there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. The goal is obviously to close out that claims backlog by the end of 2015. But at least she says, listen, we are making progress. It is real. And things are getting better. Now, real quick, Francis, I also heard from a couple members of Congress who are obviously pleased to see that the backlog is shrinking, but there are still concerns out there. Mike Michaud, who is the ranking member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, his spokesman tells me that, yes, there is some progress, but there is also concern on his boss's part because of disability entitlement claims, wait times associated with appeals or injured service members, waiting for the medical discharge. So there's a lot of other issues that go into this claims backlog that VA needs to address.
You have more on this on federalnewsradio.com.
Absolutely. You can find more details and more information and a link to all of VA's statistics so they can look at it themselves.
It really is a compelling presentation that she made, Jason. I saw it as you did, was in the room. And what struck me was not just the way that she presented it, but the quiet in the room as people were paying attention and not talking amongst themselves or checking their phones or any of that. People were obviously very gripped by what she was saying.
She's very passionate. She's a very good speaker, and she holds the audience. You know, they were comparing her to some of the other speakers that day, and they said by far she was the best one because you could just feel that she cared. And I think there's a difference when you give a speech, and you and I have been in front of plenty of audiences, that if you don't have the excitement, if you don't have the passion, people notice.
Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller, his resources as mentioned on federalnewsradio.com later this afternoon.